Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said persons should continue to follow the COVID-19 protocols to avoid another wave of the virus. Dr. Gonsalves also reiterated that vaccination is the best method to safeguard against COVID.
Look, the numbers are down, but we can't tempt it. I know that yesterday I see we have continue to have no hospitalization and we have just one active case. And the numbers have been very low for the past 2-3 weeks. But we are on one earth. You notice it's increasing in China, in Hong Kong, some other parts of the world. In fact, in the United Kingdom, you've seen some increases. And we have to be very careful that we don't have another wave. I mean, we have been doing okay. And I believe that, well, not believe, but I've been advised that the increased numbers of vaccinations consequent upon the requirement for the frontline workers, where you move like from in the low teens to about 30%, when things were getting out of hand or had gotten out of hand towards the latter part of last year, well, September, October, in fact, August, September, October, going down to December. And then, of course, that increased vaccination rate is still low. We have to again remind everybody to take the vaccine. It's the best defense you have against the COVID.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, the COVID-19 public health regulations in Guyana, which were published in February to last to the end of March, have been revoked as new measures were introduced. The revocation means that the restrictions on social activities, gatherings, and provision of proof of vaccination on entering public buildings have been removed. Persons entering Guyana are now required to present a negative PCR test within 72 hours, along with proof of vaccination. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 57,230. Internationally, workers in PPE gear in Hong Kong carted the bodies of coronavirus victims into refrigerated shipping containers on Wednesday as the city's morgues ran out of space from a deadly Omicron surge. Meanwhile, drug maker Pfizer is expected to request authorization this week for an additional COVID-19 booster dose for seniors. It would add a fourth dose of the regimen, which currently consists of a primary series of 2 shots, followed months later by a booster dose in an effort to provide maximum protection to the over 65s population that has been hardest hit by the pandemic. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.